Well, after 5 o'clock on what is a very, very, very cold Wednesday. Like this morning, I went outside to take care of the trash. Actually, it wasn't the trash. It was that thing where you take the water bottles and then someone takes the water bottles and they give you new water bottles. What's that called? Ready Refresh. I'm a big Ready Refresh guy.
Oh, interesting.
And the water bottles were flying all over the place. It is a windy, cold kind of time in our life. And I think you said this, Tiki, but I completely agree with you. If it's going to be cold, just let it snow.
Yes.
Let us get the full winter experience besides it's just freezing our tuchuses off.
And if it snows, it actually feels warmer.
Is that true?
I don't know why. It always feels warmer when it snows.
Because you're outside snow blowing or shoveling and working up a sweat.
True, that's a good point.
So give us some snow instead of some cold weather. We'll get back to your calls in a few minutes, but it is Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Today, the Mets held a press conference announcing officially, I believe July 19th is the date.
Yes, against the Cincinnati Reds.
David Wright will get his number 5 retired at Citi Field. So it got me thinking on the train ride in. All right, number 5 for the Mets retired. What other number 5s have been in this town? Ew. I'm here to give you what I think is the definitive 5 greatest number 5s of all time in New York
sports.
This
is so such a lock to not go well. Like, it is clear, and I'm not sure whom, you are going to leave off a major number 5.
I don't think so.
And it's going to be embarrassing.
I don't think so because I went to the pro references of every sport to see every player who's ever worn it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, what you end up finding out for the most part, mostly in our lifetime, the number 5.
Well, number 1 is not in our lifetime.
Well, how
if it's not
just
number 1, then you should be like suspended on the spot.
How about you let Sean Morris do the list, Evan Roberts?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The 5th greatest number 5 of all time in New York is David Wright. Mets captain, best known for the home run derby
That's
championship.
That's disrespectful. Best known for his home run derby championship? That's how you're clarifying David Wright?
Yeah.
Best known for his home run derby championship. On what planet is he best known for a home run derby championship? That, by the way, I swear to God when I asked this question. Tommy, did David Wright even win a home run derby?
No. I thought he did really well in one.
Yeah, did he lose to Ryan Howard or something?
And everybody said it screwed up his swing, but I thought that's just because he did really well and got to the finals.
Was he the inaugural, it screws up your swing?
Yeah, it was either him or Abreu.
Maybe either him or Abreu. Doesn't matter. He's best known for being in the home run derby to screwing up his swing.
Well, you said win.
No, hold on. We have the answer, so we'll give you the answer. He was in 2 home run derbies, one in 2013, hit 5 home runs in the derby. He did not advance out of the first round. That was at Citi Field. I was there for that one. I think Yoenis won that one. The other derby he was in was 2006. And like I said, can't believe I remember it, Ryan Howard beat him in the finals.
Okay, so he made the finals.
He did not win a home run derby.
Okay. All right. But that's
you're
going to
start
for.
This. He's not known for something he didn't
Evan,
even do.
Evan, I want to tell you this. This is a definitive list. You can't argue anybody ahead of him. And I also want to say something that swayed me to put him at number 5. I had multiple sources come to me today with this news and say, you want a fun tidbit on David Wright? Evan, for a long time, said he should not have his number retired.
That's not true. That's not
true
at all.
I'll
tell you exactly what I said.
Huh.
No, because there's a little contradiction in this statement. I was not in favor of Jerry Kuzman's number being retired, of Keith Hernandez's number being retired, of Doc Gooden, of Daryl Strawberry. I love that the Mets were very stingy about the numbers they retired.
Yeah, then you have no history to celebrate.
That's how you phrase it. I say that the Wilpons did one thing very well. They kept the bar really high, and that bar was...
It is not number retired or Ring of Honor or Hall of Fame.
Well, they have a Mets Hall of Fame.
Aren't those for museums? It's just museums, so people come and learn the history.
I agree, and they're in the Mets Hall of Fame. I have no problem with that. I never complained. Okay. But a retired number to me is different. This is just my opinion. David Wright was always an exception. I used to call it the Don Mattingly rule. That if you spend your entire career with one team and you're a borderline Hall of Famer, which I think both Don and David are, and unfortunately, they have a lot of similarities, including injury ending their career early, I make an absolute exception. So, I defy you to find any audio of me ever saying David shouldn't have his number retired. My opinion was about everybody else.
Okay.
Now, it's over. I'm done fighting. Jerry Kuzman, Keith Hernandez, Doc and Daryl. Mm-hmm. I'm not fighting about it. I'm not crying about it. Clearly, David Wright should have his number retired. That's number 1. And number 2, I'll throw this at you, even though it doesn't bother you, but it bothers my good friend AJ, who was texting me before the show. I know it bothers BT, but he's good with just saying, all right, we disagree. David Wright was better than Don Mattingly.
No, he wasn't.
But he was. Over the course of his career, he was. Don was better at the top of his game, which is the argument always people love to have, and that's fine. He was. MVP, all that. If you look at the entirety of their career, David hasn't beat statistically. Okay. He just does.
Era differently. The next era, Don Mattingly would have been better than David Wright. Translates. But
by
that's
the way, just a tip for you guys, because I don't really want to fight this argument.
Yeah.
Because I fought it before.
Why
I'll do it on Cinco a Rico.
Become a David Wright?
Because it's about David Wright.
David Wright. And by the way,
the whole Cinco's about David Wright.
It's not about David Wright.
It's about the number fives, and he's on there. But you should be honored that he's one of the five.
Just one last thing, because I don't want to fight about this. If you're a Met fan who wants to trigger a Yankee fan, simply tell them, look at the numbers. David Wright was better than Don Mattingly. You will trigger them to no end.
If you're a Met fan that wants to be taken seriously, don't do that. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The number four greatest number five of all time, former Ranger Dan Girardi, an Eastern Conference champion.
You put him ahead of David Wright.
Yes, an absolute warrior.
You're an idiot.
Block shots, unbelievable, sacrificed his body for that Ranger franchise. And yes, he's a notch above David Wright.
You're
in
insane. Sport. Look, the Mets had a great...
Dan Girardi's closer to making the Hockey Hall of Fame than David Wright will ever be to the Baseball
Hall of Fame.
That's
not true. David Wright can make the Hall of Fame someday.
So can Girardi.
Will he? Just because you're talking hockey and Tiki and I aren't watching enough of it,
right,
don't tell us stupid things that aren't true.
But it's also before my era, so
right.
I have no
idea. And such a defensive mastermind. Okay, whatever. Here we go.
It's become a troll
Number
list.
Three.
Tommy, we're okay with this troll list that this guy's put together?
I already yelled at him before the show.
And by the way, we're leaving Garrett Wilson and Kayvon Thibodeau off to be determined on there. All right? Number three of the greatest number fives of all time in this town. You can't dispute this one. Kerry Collins.
Ooh.
41 donut.
Oh, my God.
NFC championship quarterback.
Oh, my God.
He is the best quarterback in New York, not named Eli Manning, in the last 25 years of New York football.
Yeah. Kerry Collins got to the same place David Wright got to, a World Series and a Super Bowl. So you can't even give me, well, he won a Super Bowl as the tiebreaker. They got to the same place. David spent his entire career here, unlike Kerry Collins. And by the way, David was better at his job than Kerry Collins was.
No, he was pretty good.
Tiki, it's not a knock on Kerry Collins. It's a compliment to David Wright. This is such
Tiki, you're going to let him disrespect your guy?
It's not disrespecting.
I don't have to.
You're disrespecting David Wright. No sane human thinks Kerry Collins. You know what? I'm talking too much. Just keep
going. Okay. All right, here
Stupid
we go.
Stupid list.
Number two.
The number two greatest number five of all time, Jason Kidd. Nets legend. Also wore number five for the Knicks. But yes, as a Net, can't deny it. Back-to-back final.
No, it's complicated.
This is a trigger Evan Cinco. This is such a trigger Evan
Jason
Cinco.
Kidd is certainly much more representative than Kerry Collins and Dan Girardi.
Which is why he's number two.
Jason Kidd is very complicated because he was the best player who changed the franchise in back-to-back NBA finals.
Isn't that worth being number two on the list?
It adds. Can I tell you two other things? The ending of his era was so bad, and how he got here was bad.
Yeah, okay.
How'd he get here? You remember?
DWI.
No. He beat his wife.
The DWI was in the hands.
Sorry to be so blunt, but that's the reality. And
not a good guy.
Okay, well, that's a part of it. David's like the best human being ever.
Okay. Jason Kidd sucks as a person. Unfortunately, where we are in sports, I'm making a list on what they did on the court, on the field, all of that.
All I'll tell you is Kidd's ahead of Collins. Kidd is ahead of Girardi. The David Wright thing is a lot more complicated. Now let's get to number one so we can move on.
Right. Number one.
Number one. Precious Achiuwa.
Yes.
No, it's Joe DiMaggio. It's the Yankee Clipper. Enough said.
Of course.
Did you know he dunks his donuts in coffee?
Does he?
Yeah.
That's a commercial.
I did not see that.
Wasn't it a commercial?
Seinfeld.
Oh, no, it wasn't. You're right. What
they
was the commercial?
They caught DiMaggio at the coffee shop.
And is that a bad thing? They viewed it as a bad thing?
No, it was just more like a funny anecdote.
Huh.
Who thought he would be a dunker?
That's a good one. What commercials did he do after he
Why
retired?
Why would you dunk your donut in coffee?
That's how Dunkin' Donuts, one of our great sponsors,
I know,
started.
But why would you do that?
Why don't you try it tomorrow?
Because your donuts are that bad?
No, I think it's just...
Are you a coffee drinker, T?
Yeah,
of course.
Then try it tomorrow. Give us a full review.
But I feel like if I dunk a donut in coffee, it's going to melt.
Yeah, but you're judging it before trying it. You're better than that. Try it.
I mean, I know what donuts are made out of.
Okay.
And I
think it just makes them moist.
No, I think it's going to dissolve.
Well, first of all, it's Seinfeld. The whole thing was made up. I don't think Joe DiMaggio dunked his thing in coffee. But I do think...
Not like a crumpet or something.
But that is how Dunkin' Donuts got its name. Donuts were meant to be dunked a long time
ago. In coffee?
Coffee and milk, yes.
What were donuts originally made out of? Like six-day-old bread?
Great question.
Week-old bread? You just cut it into circles?
And what, sugared it up?
Put some sugar on it?
Maybe.
Let's see, what's the history of the donut?
You let us know in that rabbit hole.
He's going down that rabbit hole.
All right, but anyway, that's the definitive top five, number five.
Nah, it was a trash list. I'm disappointed in you because... No, it was, because over the last few days and weeks, your Cincos have been more respectable.
This is respectable.
And haven't been trollerific. That was trollerific. And what makes it to me very disgusting, like I'd use the word disgusting, as you wear that L around your neck, thank God he's wearing it today, is that David Wright is like the best human ever. David Wright is also like the most humble human ever. He had a press conference earlier today, I think SNY aired it, and you could probably find it on YouTube. And David is like the most humble human being you've ever met. In fact, he's probably too humble. Like, he talked about maybe my number should be a different section because I'm not as great as those other players, which is ridiculous. Okay? David is an all-time great Met player. He's an all-time great human. He's one of the few forever Mets. We don't have a lot of that. And for you to make a list in which you completely disrespect him by putting guys who, while they had good careers, were not the careers of David Wright is insulting, it's embarrassing, and I feel bad for you.
Okay, I think it's insulting to any red-blooded hockey fan for you to not
Stop
know
it.
That Girardi's better. And
Stop
also, Kerry Collins, we've now learned how hard it is to find a player of that caliber at this position. It is the hardest position in sport to find, and he is the second best one we have seen in 25 years.
I'll make you a deal. You have Boomer's number?
I don't. Well, actually, I do.
You do. I know you do. I want you to text him because he's the number one guy I trust on this. He is a diehard Met fan, and he's a diehard Ranger fan. And I want you to simply ask him, in your opinion, how do you want to phrase this, Tommy? Who had the better career? Want to go with that?
Yeah.
Who was the Who had the better career, David Wright or Dan Girardi? If he says Dan Girardi, I'll say, okay, agree to disagree. We all move on. If he says David Wright, you're wearing that freaking L for 6 weeks.
Why? Boomer's opinion is more valuable than
Boomer's
me?
Boomer's a Met fan and a Ranger fan. You're a troll.
I'm not a troll.
No, in this case, you are.
You just trolled Yankee fans with the Mattingly shtick.
That's not a troll.
Listen,
look at their numbers and their entire career. We could at least argue it. We could argue it.
Instead of being proud that David Wright's one of the five best number fives of all time, you're coming on here all upset, and that's disturbing and disgusting.
Mm. Excuse me?
Yeah.
You put him as number five.
Yes.
Text Boomer and ask him.
Okay. Get rid of
him. Are you?
That's Cinco Day 5.
Are you going to text him?
Sure.
What does that mean? Text
that
the guy.
No. Yeah,
you don't
text
respect
him.
His opinion?
I respect his opinion.
200 fewer games, a higher war by 7 points for David Wright. Higher on base, higher slugging, higher OPS, higher OPS plus.
Evan, if you have to go to the stats,
no, right. Stats matter.
You've already lost.
Stats matter.
Yeah.
Look,
no,
what
stats
Don
will lie to you.
I don't think they do. What they tell you is that, yes, in the prime of his career.
God, you like really triggered him today, huh?
It's so upsetting that he does this.
No, ah. I'm just responding. Here's what I would say, Teague. The Mattingly Wright thing is a discussion.
Right.
It doesn't mean I'm right. I'm admitting that.
It is common. Who cares about the discussion between Mattingly and Wright?
I agree. I'd let it go.
You know what,
except
Evan?
He is the one who brings up Dan Girardi and Kerry Collins.
If we're getting all the way up to he's the third best number five in his town all time, if that's where you want to put him, then what the hell took so damn long on asking him if he wanted to have his number retired?
Because you're patient with numbers. Mm. Like, look how long it took for Darryl and Doc to have their numbers retired.
Okay.
Like, you don't do it right away, and
I think that was, stop.
What?
You know that's not true.
Which part? Well, the Doc and Darryl part was about ownership not wanting to retire numbers.
Right, not even that. They hated him.
When is the right time to retire someone's number?
I don't know. Eli got his number retired last year.
Okay, so how many years
retired for 4 years.
Okay, so David's been retired for 5 years, or 6 years now. What's the difference? Why are we judging based on that?
Okay. An organization.
Just take your L and get the hell out of here.
All right. I've never been more right. Thank you, everybody. Cinco,
he does
back
it
tomorrow.
Trolling Cinco, and he's mad that I'm calling him out on his crap. Like, I did something wrong. I did something right.
You disrespected Tiki's Kerry Collins?
I didn't disrespect Tiki's Kerry Collins. Kerry Collins is fine. He's not ahead of David Wright.
In the mid-19th century, Elizabeth Gregory, a New England ship captain's mother, made a wicked deep-fried dough. And then she used to put walnuts and hazelnuts in the center, because sometimes the center wouldn't cook through. Therefore, they literally became dough nuts.
Oh, right. Wow. I didn't see that coming.
And then her son, because he didn't like to, he liked to skimp on the ingredients, cut a hole in the middle.
Really?
And that's how, I don't know, this is what I'm reading.
I'll tell you, sometimes.
This is Smithsonian Magazine's interpretation of where the donut came from.
And you don't get a lot of donuts with nuts anymore.
You don't.
They're all nut free.
It's because they cut the center out.
Sometimes Tiki going down that rabbit hole is an educational experience. We get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. It's been a fun day here on this Wednesday afternoon, including us all coming to the revelation that Aaron Rodgers actually makes more sense for the New York Football Giants than he does the New York Jets. Let's go to John in Staten Island. How are you, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking the phone call. I'm here with my boys, and they listen to the conversation with you with Aaron Rodgers going to the Giants.
Yep.
And my youngest one just said he had a great idea. He said, "Why don't they get Aaron Rodgers?" He said, "Draft Travis Hunter, and then draft that what's the guy's name from Ole Miss?
Jackson
the quarterback
Dart.
From Ole Miss.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart. Yep." And he said that would be a good route for the Giants to go. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it would be a good one. We talked about that one a little bit earlier, that, you know, at some point they're going to have to bring in a young player, a young quarterback, to be their future. And it'd be better if that young quarterback sat. So someone with a lot of talent, which Jackson Dart has, so does Jalen Milroe, but it's just not realized yet in college, at least not with his throwing proficiency. He does have great running ability. But get one of these guys and let him sit. Too many of these young quarterbacks end up playing right away, and they either get ruined because the situation's not right. Some of them actually perform pretty well. Like, Bo Nix has done well. Yeah. C.J. Stroud did well. But sometimes it gets off the rails, like we saw with Bryce Young, even though it now feels like at the back end of this season it got back on. But they should sit. So go get Aaron Rodgers. Get a young quarterback to develop under Aaron Rodgers, which he has now said he's willing to do. And you can win right away, help save your job, and extend your future. I'm talking if you're the regime with the New York Giants.
That's why it makes
sense.
That's why it makes so much sense.
It makes a lot of sense, to be honest with
because
you.
Because at the end of the day, you have to accomplish two things when you're dealing with John Mara and what he said the other day and the fans.
And there was no ambiguity about it.
No.
Even though he didn't say it directly, he was not being ambiguous.
No, they better win.
Yes.
And if they win, you can keep your job.
Yes.
But you also need to maintain, like, you know, finding a future quarterback.
Right.
And I think we'd all agree, most of us, that when you look at this draft, every single young quarterback should sit for the first year. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair statement to make?
I would say so.
They should say, it would benefit
unless
from
it's saying. Just a perfect situation for them. Like, they step into a team that, I don't know, has an established roster, veteran, good leader as an offensive coordinator, and it's not that complicated for him.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. These guys are going to get drafted by bad teams.
Did you really go to every team's sports reference page and check out the numbers of each team?
Yep.
You really did that?
I wanted to
read you really? Did you really do that?
Yep.
Did you really do that?
Yes, I did.
So you swear to us that when making this list of the greatest number fives, every single team in this area, you
yes,
went to
I
their
did.
Reference page to see the greatest number fives.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And,
okay.
No, before you say that, I just want to acknowledge I'm wearing an L chain, right? That can be given an L at any point. Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Bill on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Number five, New York Islanders, Dennis Potvin, the only other number five in the New York area that's actually in the Hall of Fame.
Is Dan Girardi in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's
no.
not. Evan.
So then, come on.
Evan.
Four-time cup winner. Like, what are you doing?
Evan.
Don't turn this
Fourth
on
me. Fourth cup.
Everybody
can't the greatest Evan, of all time.
Evan, thank you, Bill.
Evan, we need you on the roof.
Go ahead.
Who are your four favorite teams you associate with?
The Islanders, the Nets, the Mets, and the Jets. Oh, you're blaming me? You know hockey's my fourth sport. You know it's not on my mind. You want to kill me for my knowledge? Fine, I'll take the L on that. But you made a list. You're supposed to do work and research.
I ran
when I make
a
lists,
play, Evan.
When I make lists, you didn't run any play.
Evan,
you were bad
I ran
at your job.
A play. I put David Wright at number five, and I wanted to see just how big a fan Evan is of his four teams.
You know they're the fourth team on my list. How is that new?
It doesn't matter if they're the fourth team on your list.
The hockey always slips
Evan,
my mind.
It's Dennis Potvin. He's a Hall of Famer, a true Islander fan.
Did he play
fan.
When I was watching hockey?
Tiki, Loogie,
come on.
Should Evan, who associates and took a milk bath in the studio as an Islander fan, have not over the course of five names pointed out, you're going to leave Dennis Potvin off? I have exposed Evan as a fraud. I have exposed Evan as a problem. And I have found a loophole that Evan should now take the L and say he's not a true Islander fan for missing Dennis
Potvin. I've never claimed to be diehard super fan like some of the great diehard fans.
You need to be a diehard super fan and know one of the numbers that have retired?
I know he is, but it wasn't on my mind when he's making a list.
We sat next to him, me and you, at an Islander game last year.
Okay. Was he wearing his jersey?
His jersey hangs from UBS Arena.
Yeah.
You did not call me. I gave you every opportunity. You didn't. I set you up to wear the L.
Evan, you might have to wear the L for the next 30 minutes.
I'll wear the L as being, like, not as great of an Islander fan as I am my other three teams. But, Tommy, did he run a play or did he just screw up his list?
He screwed up the list.
Thank you.
Beyond screwed up the list.
He turns it on me.
And he also, like
you should have known. Like, I didn't make the list.
Like, he did extensive research. Let me tell you the research. He Googled, like, top number fives in New York, and it was somebody who from wherever that forgot about Potvin. That's what.
And the other thing is, like, I don't pretend like my passion for the Islanders is even on the same planet as the Nets, Jets, and Mets.
They chanted his
name. He retired in 1988. Yeah. I wasn't watching him, bro.
It's a distant fourth for Evan the Islander.
Evan? And I don't dispute that. So then, like, why? What do you call me out on?
It'd be
better if it was one of the other teams. You'd catch me, I guess, as a fraud.
Did you even
know
he wore number five?
Not until he reminded me, honestly. Yeah,
Evan's bad with numbers, too.
I'm also really bad with numbers. Like, put it this way. I give you a great one. I think I'm a Nets fan, right? I'm a good Nets fan.
Yeah.
I'm at, like, every game. I struggle with Buck, with Julius, with Melchione, with Super John. It would be a and I sit under the numbers. Like, Loogie, do I not sit under the numbers?
You do. You're also oblivious to things sometimes.
And I love Nets history, right? And that is certainly a team high on my list. If you challenged me on this, I probably would get it, but it would be tough. Like, Julius wore 32, but it was 6 with Philly, so I think I'm clear on that, right? Super John was like 24 or 23? 22.
I thought he was 29.
You don't even know. What are you calling me out then? Nah, man, just take the L that you did.
All right, so you have two choices. You either take the L because you're a fraud.
But I'm not a fraud. The fraud is someone who thinks there's something that they're not. What have I ever claimed I'm the expert on everything else? Have I ever claimed that, Tommy?
He's just trying to get rid of the L.
If you're not going to take the L, then you have to accept
something. Couple things.
I will put Dennis Potvin on the list, but then that means whoever was at number five gets removed as one of the five greatest fives. So sorry, David Wright. You're no longer one of the five greatest fives.
I will admit this, okay? Dennis Potvin, as a Hall of Famer who won 4 Stanley Cups, should be ahead of David Wright. So if you are recalibrating the list, what you would do, and if you actually did research, that's the part that disappoints me. Because Tommy knows. Tommy knows how hard I work on this show and how much I send him. The fact that you have one segment that's yours, and you couldn't put the effort in to make the list functional.
You're failing to realize half these lists, he's just trolling you.
Yeah, but at least do research on it.
I did.
Put Potvin 5 then. You can still troll the Islanders.
Because he needed David Wright in there, because David Wright is right now.
Okay, so how about don't include David Wright then? Be a real jerk. There's other ways to just don't excuse this behavior. The bottom line is
I got you finally.
You didn't though because I don't claim to be.
He did because he triggered the hell out of you. We did this 29 minutes
ago. I'm triggered though, not about defending my Islander knowledge, which I admit I don't have. Triggered by the fact that he doesn't work hard.
You talked more about David Wright in the 5-0 than Sean did.
Well, because he triggered me on that aspect. On this aspect,
and still talking about it.
Yeah, I don't work hard. I just gave us a half an hour of content because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, but we got to go to Tommy because he's the only one who gets this. He got lazy and made a crappy list.
He got lazy, crappy list. He's too busy fighting with Philly fans. We do a radio show in New York, not in Philly, by the way. So maybe your focus should be on the list instead of, you know, getting your old boss to talk about you on his show. So why don't you focus on the list more? Otherwise, you know.
Yeah, like your answer about what we talked about.
I'm not gonna take it too seriously.
We talked about it, so it's like material. If you want to say this has been good radio, I'd say it's a happy accident. The reality is, you got to put more effort in the Cinco.
All right, I just want to know.
Unless you really want to tell me that you wanted to troll Islander fans by doing that. Because it doesn't troll me. It's not like I walk around claiming to be an expert.
And you're bad with numbers when it comes to play. You didn't know David Wright wore number five till about 30 minutes ago.
I struggled with that.
Kissing his ass, Tommy.
No, it's true. He really doesn't know numbers.
Thank you. This is one of those areas where Tommy knows me, and he knows two things about me.
He can't pronounce names.
I can't pronounce names. I'm not good with numbers, and I don't walk around as if I'm Mr. Islander.
You haven't even brought your kids to an Islander game yet.
Just understand.
Well, that part's not true.
You guys can call me a lot of things. There is a lot of methods to my madness. I had a master plan all day long.
Stop it.
I waited for it. You could say all you want. I'm wearing the L proudly. You're twisting yourself in a pretzel not to accept the loss. So that's fine. We all know now, folks. Evan denies a loss. I take them.
Just for full transparency, Sean did tell me before the show.
Did he?
That he was... Kerry Collins was going to be on this list because it was going to troll Evan.
No. That's not what. If he told you I'm excluding Dennis Potvin.
No, nothing about that.
Then no victory.
He knew that I would have no idea who Dennis Potvin is.
Well, it shows you there was no method to his madness. It was just simply
The Potvin stuff.
Yeah, it was laziness.
But
that's
the David Wright stuff, for sure.
Yeah, no, that I totally get. It was laziness, and I'm disappointed in that.
I don't think
got to work harder.
He didn't even go to...
You're making one list a day! Do your damn research! Come on! Very disappointed. Let's get some more people. No, we got to get to one more caller. Wait, Sean. I'm sorry. It's just, it's good. It's good.
Only
for
if you promise me you'll do what I say after that.
You got it. I'll do whatever you want.
You got it.
Ryan in Rockland. Ryan, go ahead. Rip Sean a little bit.
Hey, so I just want to preface this by saying I'm a diehard Rangers fan, and I am also a Yankee fan. Dan Girardi shouldn't even be in the top 25 top of New York. He is the worst defenseman that the Rangers have ever had in their life. I used to rip my hair out watching that guy play hockey. And I will never forgive him for 2012, Sean. Adam Henrique, game six, he was standing behind the net as Adam Henrique is scoring that goal. I was so mad when I heard that I had to call right away. That was horrible.
I love the fact that a Ranger fan got pissed at him. That's actually more satisfying than an Islander fan or a Devil fan. His own brethren are like, we hated him. What are you talking about? I had a very reflective thought the other day. And I apologize because it's going to start off very awkward, but it doesn't really matter.
It never matters.
Yeah, it'll lead to a thought I've had that I've been battling in my brain. I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a lawsuit against FS1 with some very serious allegations. Okay, no joke. One of the allegations.
Oh, yes, we did hear this.
Oh, you heard about this one?
Yes.
One of the allegations, and I'm still wrapping my head around, is the allegation against Skip Bayless that he was offering $1.5 million to sleep or to have someone who worked for him sleep with him. Of course, it's an allegation. It's in a lawsuit. I don't know if it's true.
Wow.
So that's out there. Now, I start to see this, and I'm like, well, that's disgusting if it's true.
Of course.
And then I start thinking to myself, all right, on a very different note than the accusation.
Your second thought is, man, they're paying those guys too much money.
My second thought was, wow, they're paying them too much money. And my third thought was, what's the most money I've ever wasted on something? Like, is there something that I look back at my life, and I'm like, I told you, it's a weird way to get to this thought. Because it also popped into my head when there was a story about a OnlyFans model who had a guy spend $6 million on her. Do you remember that story from a few weeks ago?
I do.
Yes.
So yes. I combined it with, here's a guy spending
But that was it. That was multiple situations. That
right.
Was it.
That wasn't was it. One moment.
It wasn't one moment.
So, and obviously that is not as disgusting of an allegation. That's against Skip Bayless. But I was thinking about, all right, over the years, what have I wasted the most money on?
Ooh. And what did you come up with?
Seeing my teams lose.
Bingo.
Mm. I mean, that's got to be
beyond
the answer,
obvious.
Right?
Your season tickets, of course.
But the counter in my head was, but I like going. You know, and I enjoy myself. And even if the team stinks,
so
like,
then it's not a waste of money.
Right.
If you're entertained, it's not a waste of money.
So then maybe that's
what it is.
That's why I'm thinking that's not the answer.
No, now. But half of that was true. You like going, you don't enjoy it.
What do you mean? Oh, because when my team loses, I get upset?
Exactly. And even when they're winning, you're tossing, you're turning. It's just you overall as a sports fan. So you like to go. You enjoy some of it, but you don't actually enjoy what you're watching most of the time.
Yeah, but I think at the end of the day, like when I sit here right now and we have a conversation about the ridiculous amounts of money I've spent on tickets, I'm like happy about it. Like, yeah I saw my team. Huh? I took my wife. I went on dates with her. I've taken my sons. I've taken my friends. I've taken you guys. Like, I think about it in a, yeah, I don't regret it kind of way.
Okay. Then I got one.
Go ahead.
Did you enjoy Disney with the family?
Yeah. Come on. I thought you had one, not me.
Oh, do I have one?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I got to think about that one. I mean, they charge way too much money for weddings. That's nothing against my wife.
Your wedding?
No. I'm not saying that I regret paying.
What a freaking answer.
What I'm telling you is that
that's not a bad answer.
When you think about it, for the 3 hours, 4 hours you're there, and I was all for it. If anything, my wife was like, we should dial it back a little bit.
Right.
And I was like, we should dial it forward. And then when we actually got to it, she was the one that dialed it forward. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, for 5 hours, we spent all that money?
Yeah.
We were going to spend a lot of money, Tracy and I, on our wedding. And we decided not to and just eloped and had a party.
And I never thought of the barbecue.
It was great.
So what's the most money you've wasted?
Most I've wasted? I don't know.
That's not most. It's the amount of money where you're like, what the hell did I just do?
I don't spend a lot of money. So
you're frugal?
Well, yeah. I am. My wife is. I mean, I don't write my checks. Tracy does this.
I'm kind of
the budget.
I'm kind of not surprised. I think Tiki's so like well adjusted and smart that he's like, I've never wasted my money. What are you talking about?
I mean, the only thing that would be close, and I wouldn't even call it a waste, is when AJ was born. So this is now 22 years ago. I bought a Maserati.
Oh,
and it's like sky blue. Was the color they didn't offer, but they also at that time were making the Ferrari, and they had a Ferrari in sky blue. So I said, can I get it in that color? And so I got it, and I never drove it.
Yeah, there's your answer.
In fact, it's still sitting in my driveway.
Oh, my God, that's your answer.
I bought this 22 years ago.
Yeah.
It has 16,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Maybe. So, and AJ wants it, but I have to fix it to give it to him.
So I think
it's just sitting there.
If someday you give it to AJ and it works and loves it,
yeah,
then I think you'll look back and say it was a good investment. But right now, that's your biggest worst.
Right, and Tracy hates it.
Yeah.
She's like, why is this car sitting in our garage?
That's
I have to park in the driveway when you're charging your car, because I have an electric car and it charges in the garage. I have to park in the driveway. It's 12 degrees outside.
How much did you say it was?
How much did it cost?
Yeah. Or have you not shared that?
I didn't share it, but I actually don't.
Is that impolite for me to ask?
No, I don't care. I don't remember. I want to say it was 100 and something thousand.
Oh my God. My stomach hurts. I'm sorry. What did you say?
But I was playing football. Dude.
I know. You're right.
Making millions of dollars. So.
You're right. You were making a lot of money. God bless you. Oh my God. But, spent $100,000 on a Maserati.
Yeah. Wow. But I drove it to training camp. It was dope.
Yeah, you drove it, but you barely drove it.
It's cool.
What about you?
The roads were too bad to drive.
I have the number. $4,800. Okay? This is 8 years worth of every 2 weeks getting a haircut when I had extremely thin hair and I was afraid to say no, so let it go and shave my head. I spent 8 years of $4,800 approximately saving and getting a haircut that didn't need to be cut, and I should have just shaved it and saved all the money I saved
now.
Did
someone ever give you the tip to just let it go?
Yeah, the former show I was on. They finally had a conversation with me.
You had a hair that recently when you were working with Damon Amendolor?
Around 2015, I think I finally let it go.
Wow, so you're coming up on your 10-year anniversary.
Huh? Yeah, but all the years, probably even college, my hair got so thin, and it looked so ridiculous. I would put hair gel in it. It looked ridiculous. But I was afraid of being the bald guy.
I can't imagine you with hair.
I can't either.
Yeah, it was bad. And I started to look very cabbage patchy.
You have pictures of you with hair when you were a kid?
Yeah, I'll find them. I'll find him. I had a mushroom cut.
I can't see you with hair.
Is there a way, obviously you're wearing the L today because you're taking a loss. Is there any way we can make a trade where, let's say, you're exonerated from illness for a while, where you will grow back your hair for, let's say, a couple weeks?
I know that's very morbid of you. It's very only fans of you to want that from me. That is a line in the sand. I think my wife will not grow.
Really? She would. Yeah. She'd be the one to say no.
Because it won't grow on top, right?
Yeah, and she was, let's be honest, I mean, when I came home with a shaved head, finally, hey, you know what? You look good. She loved me.
I think you had the best answer. You had the best answer of the four of us.
Thank you.
Because that's such a great, because it's not debatable.
It's legitimately wasting money.
Legitimately.
It didn't even look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiki has a car that while you spent a ridiculous amount of money on, there's a chance someday, it's like, all right, it paid off. Your son loves it. Maybe you resell. Who knows?
And by the way, I had some utility with the thing for a while.
Right.
Because it was great.
Right. So it's a waste, but it's not like a full waste.
No.
I like going to games. Tommy, had his wife say yes, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
And in your case, you literally spent a fortune cutting your hair, which was just a waste of time.
Yeah. And it's one of those things you don't realize a little bit at a time, but it adds up.
You kept the figures?
He just did the math.
I just did math.
I know
how often I went, I know how much I spent, and I know how many years I did this for, and I even questioned my own self in the mirror.
Crazy.
Is there something we all could share as far as sports fans that we've all wasted our money on that we could think of off the top of our
head? I got one.
What? Sean wasted it on an Alex Verdugo t-shirt that said dogs.
Close.
That was a pretty big waste.
Tommy Cutlet sweatshirt.
Cutlet sweatshirt. That's up there. Yeah, no doubt.
He's still on the Giants. But Verdugo, I could just take that now. He might be a Met, so he can actually repackage that to me, give me as a gift.
It's more like a Yankee shirt. And are you going to really, if Verdugo signs with the Mets, he's linked that the Mets are interested. I spent a little bit of time of that on the Rico last night. I don't think they're going to sign him.
Yeah.
But would you really even embrace the dog gimmick that he was putting with the Yankees that shirt
You're
represents?
Dogs.
Yeah.
I think I like it. Yeah.
I do. Like
I think I like the idea of Verdugo coming
there.
Do you
think the Mets need it?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
But I do like the idea that he's coming here and we can sort of somehow find a way to mold that together.
I tell you, Alex Verdugo signing with the Mets fits right into the Yankee propaganda of all the Mets do is collect Yankees. And in this case, Verdugo doesn't even have a history with Mendy. Usually the Yankees that come in have a history with Carlos Mendoza. They do not. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. They're next on SNY, where they will have nothing but respect for David Wright. Unlike Sean Morash's Cinco from about an hour ago that you can rewind on the Odyssey app.
So what was your sports one? What did you waste on sports? Sean was a Tommy Cutlet sweatshirt. Lou, you didn't give one.
Bought, I don't think I've spent money on sports.
Bought my son an Aaron Rodgers shirt. Mm-hmm. That's a waste. Wouldn't you agree? That's a colossal waste.
Definitely is.
Yeah. I think sports is easy because all you got to do is just think about, right. Oh, no, with Jet and Spence, I got them Kevin Durant jerseys too. That's a huge waste. How many times did they actually wear it?
I have multiple Kyrie Irving jerseys.
And what are we supposed to do with them?
Yeah, you can't even like save them for when it becomes cool to have one because it's never going to be cool to have one.
I still wear mine to like the beach.
You do?
Yeah. Like one of my favorite ones, my James Harden Nets jersey frequently on the
beach. Oh my God, you can't wear that.
Why? Because then I don't care if I spill a little mayo from my sandwich.
No, I get...
Kevin Durant, the only way Kevin Durant becomes interesting is if when he goes into the Hall of Fame, he's like, my time with the Nets was my favorite time.
Well, he's already kind of said that. He says a lot of positive things.
But he's got to say it in the moment.
Durant's different. Like, I can see the KD thing. The Kyrie and Harden thing, there's no way. And when you wear a jersey because you don't...
What's Kyrie going to say? Who's he going to claim?
Well, it doesn't.
It's not going to be Cleveland because him and LeBron didn't get along.
Yeah, no, but they won there. It'll be Cleveland. Hmm. They won championship, and he had one of the biggest shots in the history of the NBA. So, to me, he'll be celebrated in Cleveland. He will be ripped in Boston, ripped in Brooklyn. We'll see about Dallas. Obviously, right. It's not over yet. But wearing a jersey, even if you're not afraid of it getting dirty, I just cannot wear when I despise the player. Hmm. I disagree with that one vehemently.
You despise James Harden?
I don't despise him, but it's not a fond thing to look back on. What I would despise more is just throwing it out or whatever. At least I found use of it. That doesn't really matter. I wear it to the beach.
Is there any athlete of a jersey you have that you would never put on, even at the beach? Like, you're like, no way. I cannot put this jersey on. I don't like him or what have you. Whatever the reason is, personal or not personal.
I don't think there's a single one I own.
Yeah, clearly, if you're wearing a James Harden, I mean, does it get much worse? Or Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, no, I have a lot of players I ended up hating that I still have them in
sport. You ever get a Joey Gallo shirt or jersey?
Thank God, no. Thank God, no. But a lot of what I do with, like, the Yankee shirts or, like, the
T-shirts.
Keep
the names off?
No, or I just wear them working out, and I don't care if I sweat through them.
Yeah, but you're still wearing it. That's the part I don't understand. Even if you don't care about dirtiness, like, I'm not wearing any of that crap. Anyhow, let's go to Chris and Merrick. How are you, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
Good.
So if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are relying on Aaron Rodgers to keep their jobs, they might as well pack up their bags and just wait to be fired. That has a disaster written all over it, but I don't realistically think it happened.
Who should they rely on to keep their jobs then, in your estimation?
So again, you're right. There's a whole bunch of solutions. My suggestion, a bridge quarterback that will not cost too much money, has a bit of history, and wouldn't be terrible for a partial part of next year is Marcus Mariota. I think he would fit well in Brian Daboll's offense, at least in the short term. He's 31. At some point, he was the second pick in the draft, so he has the talent and ability if he can stay healthy. And then in terms of drafting one of the guys, listen, if Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are there at 3, great. Do your homework, and if either one of them fit and are there, take them. If not, take Hunter, who's your best option. He's the most talented player in this year's draft.
Right.
And then from there, listen, if McCarthy becomes available and you can move up from your second-round pick to the back end of the first and use that to trade for McCarthy, great. I mean, that's a solution, again, assuming Shane and them want him. I mean, they scouted him last year and passed on him at 6.
Yeah, I think that was all a smoke. I think a lot of that was a smokescreen, the J.J. McCarthy stuff.
So they weren't interested in him?
Yeah, I think it was just, I mean, they did the process with him. And I felt like at one point, didn't J.J. basically say he was coming to the Giants, or he thought he was coming to the Giants? But I don't think the Giants were ever that heavily interested, at least not as a first-round prospect. Not that that's a knock on J.J., it's just sometimes guys love you, sometimes they don't, meaning GMs and scouts and et cetera. It's all individual. It's all about the relationship that you think you're going to have.
Our last caller thinks that Marcus Mariota, as the bridge quarterback, gives Shane and Daboll a better chance of surviving than Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't trust him to be a consistent winner.
Who? And Marcus Mariota?
Yeah.
I don't trust Marcus Mariota to stay on the field.
Yeah.
I don't trust him to win games. I think that, yes, we're talking about a bridge until your next young quarterback, whoever you draft, is ready. How could you tell me that Marcus Mariota gives you a better chance of winning in the short term than Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if he's the right kind of bridge. Because he's like, there's a confidence that you have to be
the role that we're talking about for the Giants, meaning this bridge quarterback who's going to mentor in some regards the young quarterback that comes in, because there's going to be both this year. And he's like, he's quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not loud and demonstrative, and it just doesn't, it doesn't feel like it would fit.
Aaron Rodgers is a better option.
Yes.
That's the,
right, because there's a presence about Aaron Rodgers, even if, as that caller called earlier and he said it, and it was the right word, like he's exhausting. You know what I mean? Because it's just always something going on, even if it's not football related. Just, it feels like there's always something around Aaron Rodgers, and to deal with that can be exhausting. But there is a presence about Aaron Rodgers.
And he gives you a better chance to win football games in the short term, which John Mara made clear on Monday, they're going to need if they're going to keep their jobs.
100%.
So when you get past the bluster and the headline of Aaron Rodgers, and you start peeling it away, and you look at all the different options the Giants have in terms of drafting a young quarterback, whether it's in the top three or it's in the second or third round, a bridge gives you the better chance of winning in the short term. And the best bridge is Aaron Rodgers. So I think a conclusion we've all come to on this very exciting Wednesday is, can we all put our hands together in the middle and say, on three, Aaron Rodgers is the best option for the Giants? 1, 2, 3. Are you game, Sean?
I'm game, and I would warn every Giant fan freaking out about this, just to R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah, you can't buy into his gimmick already. But you are. Now, Sean's already been converted. He got converted in the first 3 minutes. Have you been converted, Teague?
I mean, only because there's nothing else. There's no other option.
That's a big part of it.
Of course it is.
So you've been converted.
I guess so.
You have been. Tommy, you know you've been converted.
I have not been converted.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't like the idea of you have no other option.
Then you know what? We're not going to include your hand in the middle when we do this.
So who's,
well, good.
Who's your option then, Tommy?
Anybody but.
Not Tommy.
That's not a real option.
What do you mean that's not a real
option? Anybody but Aaron Rodgers is not a real option. Tiki asked you a question. You got to answer it.
Jameis Winston.
Ugh.
That gives you a better chance of winning?
He just wants the. He wants Hard Knocks.
I don't think it should just be. Well, first of all, I want the administration out of here. So I'm not even sure I even want them to win.
And you explained
to be
everything.
Honest with you.
You want them gone. So then why? Then you're disqualified.
I wouldn't say that disqualifies.
You just said you don't want them back. You're not even thinking about winning.
I don't think that disqualifies me from having the opinion on it, but that's part of it, is that I just am not in for this quick fix because I don't want the administration.
It's not a quick fix. He's just bridging until your young quarterback is ready.
Right, but why can't Jameis Winston bridge
because
that?
Because he's terrible, and he'll throw a million interceptions.
But the bridge is to be a bridge, not to be good or great.
No, good means you keep your job, but you've already admitted you don't want them back. So that's okay.
Which I have admitted several times.
I know, but you're purposely saying you'd rather your team lose. That's just wrong. Who would tank?